Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Romeo. How can I help you?
Yeah, my name is Romeo. I was going to say my name's Juliet. No, it's not. My name is Charlene Ritchie, and I just noticed a charge on my checking account for $56 and some odd cents, and I don't know what that's for. I remember looking at a thing on Facebook that talked about what was it? Mixers. Okay, and that they were going out of whatever and stuff, and if you paid $2 and something, and then all of a sudden now I've got a charge of $56 and something, and I don't understand why.
Can we get started by getting your zip code?
Yes, 45005.
And your first and last name on the account?
First name is Charlene, Charleen, and the last name is Ritchie, Ritchie. And the way it read was you had a chance to win one of those for just the price of the tax and $2. And then and I saw that on my checking account, $5 and something. And then all of a sudden this shows up by the same company and everything, and I have no idea what that is.
One moment.
Did you find it?
And do you recall on July 19th paying the shipping and handling for a free KitchenAid mixer?
It didn't say that. It just said that $5.47 was charged to my account.
And once you
Okay.
made
It
that
said
purchase,
nothing about shipping. It didn't
that
say shipping or
KitchenAid
handling.
mixer was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store, and the membership fee for that store
No,
is $56.99. And each month you
Nope,
are
do not.
enrolled, you will receive a $125 gift card.
Nope, don't remember any of that. That was not the way it was advertised. So please take me off of that, and I want my money refunded.
One
Because
moment
that
while
is
I get your
not what
account canceled where you're not getting billed any further.
but I don't I want the $56 taken off as well. Because that is not what it said. And there was an area something about joining the blah 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 club, and I did not check that because I did not want that. So that's not that $56 needs to be put back in my account.
And I did get your account canceled, and what we can do for you is get you refunded 35% of that amount.
No. I want you cancel the account. That's fine, but there should be no reason why that $56 should not be returned to my account in total. I'm sorry, but the way you all had that on there, that is total false advertisement. That is not, and I did not check the thing that said I was going to join the club and all that kind of stuff. So I expect full refund on that money.
One moment. And what we can do for you is get you refunded 50% of that amount.
80%? Is that what you're saying?
50%, 50.
No, I want the total amount. I have seen no reason for being charged that. No reason at all. I expect it to be put back in my checking account, the total amount.
Yes, ma'am, and that 50% refund is all we can do for you.
Why? It doesn't say that. I mean, why can I not have the full amount? You haven't sent me anything. There are no shipping charges.
Yes, ma'am. And our company's policy, that 50% refund is all we can get done for you.
So you'll send me, you'll reimburse 50% of that $56.
50%?
And 50 at 5-0, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and how long will it take me to see that on my checking account?
One moment while I get that refund. And that refund will be back into your account in 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
One thing else I wanted to note is that when you read the people's remarks and it says, oh, I can't believe I got a mixer for $2, those are, I don't know where those are coming from, but obviously that's not true. So, it again, on that, it's false advertising. So I don't know who's writing in saying that. But anyways, I appreciate you taking care of this. And would you please send me an email verifying all this?
And you will receive an email stating that your account is canceled and refunded. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, just do you have my email address?
Yes, ma'am.
What is it? What do you have?
CharleneRichie@gmail.com. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that would be fine. I appreciate it, and you have a good weekend.
No
Thank
problem.
You.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great weekend also.